This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Parliament Secretariat ready to hold joint meeting for budget tomorrow. Nepali Congress to make parliamentary role further effective. Reconstruction work of BP Highway accelerates. And Iran says it targeted American base after fresh U.S. strikes. Now the news in detail. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has said it completed preparation for the budget announcement in the joint meeting of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. The meeting for the budget presentation is scheduled for 4 p.m. tomorrow in the multipurpose Parliament building of Simhadarwar, where the House of Representative meetings are held. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle is scheduled to announce the budget. The Parliament Secretariat has already informed the members of both Houses to be present in the meeting hall 15 minutes before the business starts. Spokesperson at the Parliament Secretariat, Ekram Giri, said even the officials of the constitutional bodies, high-level government officials and chiefs and representatives of diplomatic missions in Nepal were not invited this time owing to a lack of space. The Nepali Congress has said it would make its role further effective in the federal parliament. In the parliamentary party meeting held on Thursday, it dwelt on how it could forward a process for effective performance in the budget session. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Bahasanath Thapa informed that they discussed the forthcoming budget and work committee of the parliamentary party. A coordinator would be assigned by the party to study issues of thematic committees. Even the issue of media report on absence of Prime Minister's address at a Republic Day celebration surfaced in the meeting, according to Chief Whip Thapa. 8 months after flood's damage, the BP Highway reconstruction work has accelerated with support from the Japanese government. The project formally moved forward after Infrastructure Development Secretary Gopal Prasad Sigdel and Japanese Ambassador Maeda Toru laid the foundation stone 2 days ago. Last year's floods and landslides damaged around 30 kilometers of the highway. Reconstruction and upgrading are being carried out with financial and technical assistance from JICA and investment from the Nepal government. Japan has provided a 2.8 billion yen grant for the 3.2 kilometer Pipile Barkhe Khola section, while Nepal has secured 8.5 billion rupees for other sections. Construction is underway in Kabrepalanchok and Sindhuli districts. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal has assured wider discussion on a draft bill related to the non-resident Nepalese Association NRNA. A broad discussion would be held with the stakeholders, the finance minister reiterated during a delegation of the Association of Nepali Origin ANO at his ministry today. A delegation led by senior advocate Sushil Kumar Panta, vice chairman of ANO, recorded Foreign Minister Khanal as saying the recently unveiled document was a zero draft requiring thorough discussions with all sides concerned before presenting it in the parliament. ANO reminded the minister that some of the provisions in the draft bill were impractical and lacked measures to retain Nepali diaspora's connection to homeland. Even a memorandum was handed over to the foreign minister. Bakra Eid, the second biggest festival of Muslim community, is being celebrated across the country today. Celebrated 70 days after Eid al-Fitr, Muslims gather at mosques for special prayers and exchange greetings after namaz. Larger gatherings were witnessed at mosques including Nepali Jami Masjid and Kashmiri Masjid in Kathmandu. The festival will continue until Saturday and the government has declared a public holiday today for the occasion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 14 15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त।
1415 1415 1415 1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Experts have called for tax reforms to reduce inequality and improve revenue generation. A study titled Justice in Tax System, Public Services and Social Protection in Nepal, An Assessment and Way Forward stressed the need for a fairer tax system, while Dr. Dilli Raj Khanal said Nepal's current tax structure has failed to curb inequality and understates poverty. Now some sports update. Nepali MMA star Rabindra Dhat has advanced to the semi-finals of Road to UFC Season 5. In the quarter-final match held in Macau of China today, Dhat defeated Filipino fighter Kimbert Alintozon to secure his place in the semi-finals. Dhat won the fight in the second round through a technical knockout TKO. If he succeeds in the tournament, he will earn an opportunity to compete in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC. Dhat has become the first Nepali fighter to win a match in the competition. Nepali women cricket team have entered the semi-final of Asian Games Cricket Qualifier 2026 by defeating Indonesia. In the match played at Biomass Oval Cricket Ground in Kuala Lumpur of Malaysia on Thursday, Nepal have reached the semi-finals with 4-wicket victory. Nepal chased the target of 114 runs in 19.3 overs for the loss of 6 wickets. Earlier, Indonesia scored 113 runs for the losses of 4 wickets in the limited 20 overs. This is Nepal's second consecutive win in the tournament. In the first match earlier, Nepal had secured a victory against China by 19 runs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news update. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has said it has targeted an American airbase in the region after fresh US strikes on southern Iran. According to the BBC, the IRGC did not say where the base was, but Kuwait, which hosts a US base, said it had intercepted hostile missile and drone threats. The US military said Iran had launched a ballistic missile towards Kuwait that was successfully intercepted by Kuwaiti forces without specifying whether it was aimed at its military base. Iran launched missiles after the US downed Iranian drones over the Strait of Hormuz and struck a military site in Bandar Abbas. The attacks have further threatened the fragile ceasefire between Washington and Tehran. 16 students have been killed in a fire at a boarding school in Gilgil, about 120 kilometers northwest of the Kenyan capital Nairobi, the authorities have confirmed. The BBC cited Education Minister Julius Ogamba as saying dozens of other students were injured and taken to hospital, 71 were later discharged and 7 admitted for further treatment. The blaze at Utumishi Girls Academy broke out early Thursday while students were asleep, and the school will begin releasing students to their parents as inquiries continue. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places of the Himalayan and hilly regions of the Koshi province, including Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sutupashchim provinces, and at one or two places of the Tarai region of Koshi province, including Madhes province. There is also a possibility of gusty winds at a few places of Tarai and hilly regions of Lumbini province, as well as the remaining Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliament Secretariat ready to hold joint meeting for budget tomorrow. Nepali Congress to make parliamentary role further effective. Reconstruction work of BP Highway accelerates. and Iran says it targeted American base after fresh US strikes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.